Lepo pozdravljeni poslušalci Radija Študent. Pred nami je intervju z Zola Jesus, ki bo danes večer ob 9:00 nastopila v kinu Šička. Seveda smo posneli tale intervju, ura je nekje 4:30, tako da malo zakasnitijo bo šlo tudi v eter, da pa že kar v prvem vprašanju. Oziroma pozdravu. Hello, Zola Jesus.
Hello.
Zola Jesus is your art name.
Yes.
And your real name is?
Nika.
Nika and?
Nika Danilova.
Nika Danilova. What do you expect from tonight's show?
I have no expectations. I have no idea. I've never been here before, so.
Before you said that you are tired, a little bit sick, maybe?
Yeah, I'm starting to lose my voice from all the climate change. It's making my voice, my throat really sore. So I really hope I can pull through. I will. It'll be fine.
The problems with your voice, losing your voice, are quite known.
What do you mean?
I read that you already had those problems before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it was for different reasons back then. I mean, just from using your voice so much and also being in... I've traveled so many different places on this tour that it's just the air has been so different that, I don't know, it's made my throat really sore.
I read that this is also connected with learning... Of your singing, special singing.
What do you mean?
That your techniques goes better, so you are not so much into losing voice anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten a little bit easier to sing in front of people, but before, when I was younger and I was learning to study, learning to sing opera, I would just get really nervous and lose my voice. But now it's, I don't know why I do it still, you know.
You're still very young. 23 will be 11th Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah.
And very early you started to learn opera singing.
Yes.
Would you describe to our listeners how this happened?
When I was young, I just always was singing because it was the only way that I could really express myself and make music because I didn't have any other instruments. So I just got really fascinated with classical voice and opera because I felt like it was the one thing that I could do without any sort of devices or instruments. And so I just begged my parents for voice lessons and I stuck with it for quite a while.
That was... What age?
Around 8 or 9.
So, classical opera singing at 8, 9, and the first released album in 2009.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Full length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The... title of album was connected somehow with the film?
Yes, that one was Stridulum, and that one was named after a 1979 movie, Italian movie, Stridulum.
And also one other very known artists is in your collaborations scheme. David Lynch?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the story about?
Well, my record label kind of arranged that, and they called me one day and said, we need the tracks for your songs because we want to have someone do a remix. And I said, no, I've never... authorized remix before. I don't really like it. And they said, well, it's for David Lynch. And then I thought, oh, okay, that's beyond reality. So I might as well make that exception for someone that I respect and admire so much. And then he sent the remix back, and it was just really beautiful.
Have you met him?
I haven't met him yet.
Mm. Okay, maybe something more about how your music is written.
I don't know. Every song is different when I write it or how I write it. But I always have to kind of be alone when I write. And just kind of clear-headed, I think, like as anyone would, but
yeah. All songs you're doing by yourself?
Yes, yep.
For the tour, you have quite a big band with you?
Yeah, they're pretty big. I mean, I've had more musicians on stage before, but I really like this lineup. I think it's one of the best I've had.
This musicians has their own music history also. Have you choose them by this, maybe?
Well, I mean, for instance, I was on tour with this band, Cult of Youth, and the violinist in that band is now playing violin for me because I love their music, and also I really loved her violin playing, and I love her, so that's kind of a way where I've, I don't know, taken someone from some other music that I like, but yeah, they're all really, really brilliant musicians and have their own projects as well.
And how this works? You write your own song and then someone else has to play this.
It's a little intimidating at first, and there was a confusion. At first it was a little awkward trying to figure out what liberties they could take. But in the end, they know the chord progressions and they know the changes. But beyond that, you know, I tell them to play it as freely as you can and to insert yourself into the music, because I've learned so much from having these musicians on stage, and the songs have evolved so much from their own ideas that I really value having their input in the live show.
How would you describe your music?
Music?
Pure music.
Just music. I don't want to call it anything else. I don't know.
Journalists give names to the music, and we can read around the internet that the name of your genre is lo-fi.
Nothing. I mean, I used to make music that was low fidelity, but my music is nowhere near that anymore. It's all very, very, for me, I produce it all myself, and I take pride in my growth as a producer. So it's definitely not lo-fi.
So lo-fi was a work in process. Now the your music, composing your music is different. You're collaborating with other musicians. There's still opera you started in your childhood. There's a drum, live drum on the stage, synthesizers. It's a quite classical, but quite mixed maybe with rock.
I don't know. Actually, I mean, I don't really know. Whenever I make music, I'm not really thinking about what it is or what it could be. If anything, I want it to feel like it's nothing.
Okay, pure, 100% pure music, nothing. nothing else about it. Have you finished reading Schopenhauer yet?
Well, no, he's got a lot to sift through, but I haven't read everything.
Also, one of your statements was that maybe you was too young when you read Dostoevsky and Nietzsche.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can honestly ever be too young necessarily, because I think that exposing yourself to the ideas that they were offering, I think it's good for everyone to see that sort of perspective, even if it changes who you are pretty early on.
Which artists would you mention also your favorites?
Oh, I can't answer that. I have no idea. I can't pick favorites.
Very interesting. Is this your first tour?
No. My first time in Ljubljana, but in Slovenia, but not my first tour.
Probably you were touring USA?
Yes, I've toured Europe about four times, and USA about the same.
Are you preparing some new material?
I'm working on things, but I can't really develop it until I am off tour, just because there's no really piece on tour to write music. But I have ideas.
We can read also that you need winter cold for composing.
Yeah, I think that in the winter it just feels like there's so much more purity, where everything is quiet and I'm allowed the space and time to just explore what's inside my head and not have to deal with the noise of the outside world. Like in summer when everyone's out and about, it just feels like a lot hotter and stickier and noisier, and I don't really like that. It doesn't inspire me very much. I prefer the winter.
Now, today's weather is almost like winter, so it will be quite enough inspiration for tonight's show.
Probably, yeah. There could be a little bit more snow, but the rain helps, yeah.
What would you... What would you say to your listeners, to your fans, to the radio student listeners?
Well, then I'm very much looking forward to playing Ljubljana, and I've been wanting to for a long time. So I really hope everyone comes out, even though it's a holiday. Can celebrate our own holiday together or whatever. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to playing tonight.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you for having me.